Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is West Central Area Schools ag educator, FFA advisor, Eric Sawatsky. There's a lot of things exciting that are going on there with your guys' program. And number one, right at the moment, we want to talk about the mobile meat processing and education unit that you guys are putting together. Give us the background on this project.
Yeah, so we're really excited. After the last couple of years, we've been pulling in a lot of grant dollars from private entities as well as our International Lions Club. USDA got us a grant, Minnesota Department of Agriculture got us a grant, and we've also been working with Ashby Schools specifically on this mobile meat processing trailer, where we are going to be getting a trailer here in about February of 2024 that we'll share between both schools and be able to have students in there learning kind of the basics of that meat processing. So we'll take a carcass in that was either inspected, USDA inspected, or equal to USDA inspected from either a butcher shop that's equal to USDA or USDA certified. And then we'll take that and break that down, and the kids will get an opportunity to break those cuts down, understand the inspection process, understand a little bit of quality and yield grading, but just get their hands into it. It's an area of ag education that's really growing in Minnesota and nationwide, so we've been just really fired up about that.
And where did this idea come from? How did this all get started?
So we actually, the first big project at West Central was a greenhouse and trying to get an opportunity to grow food for our food shelf. And our community really was instrumental in making that happen. And after we got the greenhouse funded, we had an opportunity to do something bigger with a USDA grant. And so we wanted to apply for a grant to add to our programming. And we talked to our community. We brought our FFA alumni and booster group together, and they said, you know what, we aren't doing anything that's helping the protein side of agriculture yet. We need to do something about meat. And so let's do this. Let's attack that issue. It happened to have been 2001 and going into 2021 going into 2022. And we had seen the bottleneck after COVID and everything that was happening with the packing plants and employees being sick. And so we wanted to do something big there. And that's kind of where this all came from.
And how will students be involved? What will their jobs be or their role be in this?
Well, it's an evolving thing. Right now we'll have an introductory course. It'll be a meat processing course where they'll just get their hands on the experience of cutting, grinding, packaging, storage too. We'll have a walk-in freezer and a walk-in cooler, so they'll understand cooling and freezing and storing. And so they'll get that first. Where that's leading after that, we're going to learn that over the years, but there's a lot of vision out there that, someday you might be able to, as your FFA chapter, cutting up a local farmer steer and packaging that up and throwing an FFA emblem on there and marketing that FFA product. And we could have a self-sustaining program right there, teaching all aspects from farm to table. So we're really excited for what the future of this really could be.
So I know you mentioned the truck should be in your possession or getting going here around February. Is there a timeline for when the first classes might be offered?
Yeah, it's going to have to be done because the kids are enrolled. We actually have our course starting in the last week of January. So if it's not quite here yet, we'll just be working on food safety and handling and safety around knives and meat cutting equipment first. And then hopefully we'll have that trailer as soon as possible and be able to get rolling. The site is ready, so as soon as it shows up, we could actually be up and running the day it gets here. So we'll just do a little bit of intro work if we need a week or two buffer.
And I know you've already touched on it a little bit, but it sounds like there's been a lot of support just all over the area for having a program like this.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind. We have had about a 4-year incredible trend in our area of our agricultural community and our towns, and especially our Lions groups getting involved and supporting us. Just recently, we've had a couple of our farmers get us some grants locally and some additional dollars just to help keep the operation running, basically. So I've been really excited because we don't have to spend a ton of our kids' time out there fundraising. We don't have to do a lot of smaller fundraisers. We're able to spend our time on the big ticket items and get our students out learning and spending their FFA time actually in the class lab experience and working and learning there. So it's been a full community-wide investment of an enormous amount that has really helped us get to where we are today.
And this is a pretty novel project. Is there anything that you're basing this off of, or is this a pretty new idea in itself?
Well, you know, the greenhouse was the first big thing, and that wasn't new at all. There are greenhouses all over the countryside at schools for FFA programs to do. I think what really caught the community's attention was the idea that we could not just teach hands-on plant science there, but have a product that we could donate at our food shelves. That was really what got our community really invested in this, was what if we grow food in that greenhouse year-round and the kids are constantly going to the food shelf and bringing fresh produce. That was the big thing that really got everybody excited. From there, switching over to meat processing, there are plenty of programs around the nation that are already teaching some meat science. We have a meat CDE career development event in FFA, and we've had that forever. I think the interest in the idea of having a lab is new. I think that is, there are a few here and there all over the nation, but that is very new. We're not the first by any means, and I think that there is an incredible uptick in the idea of having a meats lab. I liken it to the idea that we've taught welding in our ag classes forever, and we have had shops all over the country with welders in the shop, and we just haven't had a meat lab at every school. And I think that's the next new thing you're going to see, is that there's going to be a space in a classroom or a space in a kitchen area or something that is designated as a meats cutting training area. That is the new idea that I think is going to really be expanding greatly all over the nation. Just in Minnesota alone here, we've had 16 instructors take a meats education course this summer at the University of Minnesota Andrew Boss Meat Lab, and we have 50 instructors that were gained free access to an online curriculum this school year. So we really are expanding quickly in that area.
Well, it's exciting to hear about. Is there anything else that you want to add before we let you go?
This is a great example of what communities can do. It's all been by our farmers and our agricultural companies and cooperatives in the area. They are the ones that keep showing up, knocking at the door of the ag room in the high school and saying, here's a project idea we have and here's how we want to help. And they've been the ones that have led this. And so it's been a great success, but it's been our ag community that's done this.
Well, thank you so much for letting us know what's going on, and look forward to seeing what all this program brings to your area and to ag education.
Absolutely appreciate it.
Eric Sawatsky joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.